Chapter 11. Naomi and Janine both looked at me with hunger in their eyes, as I stood there in the attic in nothing but a pair of spandex shorts. Becca had just left us alone, and there was nobody else around at the moment. On top of that, both of my lovers had just let me know they had been thinking about me this whole day, and how they had wanted me to take more clothes off. "Guys," I trailed off as my blood rushed into my nether regions. "We can't just fuck in somebody else's house, especially when that door is wide open and Becca or Mr. Bartram could be back at any minute."
"The door?"
Naomi asked with a purr, as she summoned silver magic into her hands. She held her hand backwards and blasted a tendril of her lunar magic down against the wooden ladder that led up to the attic. I heard the soft sound of wood clacking against wood as it retracted into itself. And then the ladder appeared to fold up against the door of the attic, which closed shut with a dull thud. The light from the hanging bulbs on the rafters kept the room illuminated, so now there was a warm yellow glow to everything around us. Strangely enough, it felt kind of romantic.
"We'll be quiet,"
Janine promised.
"I can't make that promise,"
Naomi admitted with a sly smile.
"When I'm in the heat of the moment, I can't stop myself from being as loud as I can fucking be."
"They're all the way down in the basement,"
the redhead giggled.
"I can't imagine we'll get that intense."
"You haven't seen me with Carter before,"
Naomi whispered.
"Things are going to get very, very intense. Are you sure you can handle it?"
"I've been with Ada,"
Janine scoffed.
"I think I can handle you."
"Then why don't you show me?"
Naomi challenged with a glint in her dark eyes.
"And Carter."
"Show you?"
the paranormal archaeologist asked, and she lost a bit of her cockiness as a blush rose in her cheeks.
"How do you want me to show you?"
"By letting me pleasure you first,"
Naomi cooed.
"While Carter watches."
Fucking hell. My cock sprang to attention at the mere thought of these two beauties going at it, and I didn't know if the spandex on my pants was going to be strong enough to handle it.
"Okay,"
Janine smirked with a little more bravado, and my werepanther nostrils picked up the sweet scent of her arousal.
"You can't possibly be that bad."
"You might want to hold on to something, Carter,"
Naomi grinned as she unfastened the lace on her leather top.
"Because what you're about to see is going to knock you on your ass. Then we're going to ride you while you're down."
I tossed the clothes in my arm down onto the floor, mainly because I figured I was going to need my hands for much more important things soon. "All right, then," I taunted the women. "Show me what you've got."
"With pleasure,"
Naomi said as she bit her lip, and then she looked over at Janine. Janine opened her mouth to say something, but before she could utter a single word, Naomi moved over and pressed her soft, dark lips against Janine's. The redhead let out a gasp as her chocolate-brown eyes widened behind her glasses, and then she groaned as she tasted Naomi's kiss and let the witch slide her tongue inside. As the two women continued to make out, Janine finished untying the straps on Naomi's top, and the leather fell away from her body and revealed her breasts in all their glory. Naomi's bright red nipples stood erect on her massive double Ds, and the second they were out in the open, Janine began to fondle them softly. Naomi let out a soft moan as the redhead tweaked her nipples, and then I watched as her hand slid down and grabbed onto Janine's waistband. The witch quickly yanked down Janine's jeans and panties all at once, which exposed the redhead's tender slit. It was already dripping wet as the two women continued to make out, and Janine tossed away her pants with the flick of her ankle. Then her pussy only seemed to get wetter as Naomi reached down and traced her finger around Janine's labia.
Fuck!
Janine mumbled through their kiss. Naomi dragged her fingers across Janine's clit a few times before finally she reached down and slid two fingers into the redhead. Janine's legs seemed to weaken at Naomi's touch, and she gasped when the witch began to finger her intensely.
"I told you I wouldn't go easy on you,"
Naomi growled before she started to nibble on her lover's neck. Janine pulled Naomi's half-naked body up against hers and bit her lip as the witch continued to finger her. After a few moments, Janine's chocolate-brown eyes glanced over at me, and she looked down at my bulge before she licked her lips and shot me a wink. The redhead's cheeks flushed red as she was pleasured by Naomi, but then she reached down and grabbed onto the witch's pants. Janine kept her eyes locked with mine as she slowly pulled Naomi's pants down over her large, curvy ass, and once the witch's beautiful curves were exposed, Janine gave her right cheek a playful slap and watched it jiggle. Meanwhile, my heartbeat continued to intensify, and my cock threatened to tear through my shorts. All I could think about was going over there and taking Naomi from behind, in either one of the holes that she so enjoyed getting fucked in. But I held back for now. Naomi wanted me to watch for now, so that was exactly what I was going to do. The witch pulled away from her kiss before she stepped back, grabbed onto her own pants, and helped Janine pull them down.
Now it's your turn,
she growled at Janine as she pointed to the redhead's green sweater top.
I want to see those beautiful tits of yours.
Janine giggled as she grabbed the bottom of her shirt and lifted up. Her perky breasts were contained by a bright blue lace bra, though they still fell down and bounced for a second when she pulled her shirt up over them. Then the redhead tossed her sweater to the side before she reached back and unclasped the straps of her bra, which allowed her incredible breasts to fall free. Each one was massive, and gravity formed them into a teardrop shape as her pastel pink nipples stood to attention. Naomi just looked the woman up and down before she let out a happy coo. Then the witch moved in close again and pressed her breasts up against Janine's as they started to kiss once more. But this time Janine was the one who slid her fingers into Naomi, who responded with a gasp. Janine smiled as she began to finger the witch, and Naomi's entire body seemed to tense up as she let out a muffled groan. Suddenly, Naomi went completely rigid, and her hips bucked against the redhead's fingers as she began to moan with an intensity that could take down a mountain. The witch whimpered as she came, and the entire attic was filled with the scent of her arousal as her juices dripped out of Janine's hand. Eventually, Janine slid her fingers out of Naomi, held them up to her mouth, and then sucked on each one to get a taste.
Now,
Janine teased.
Who was too intense for who?
Shit.
Naomi chuckled.
That was incredible, but I know what would make it better still.
Me too,
Janine purred as she looked over at me.
It's your turn, Carter.
I tried to formulate a response of some sort, but all the blood that was supposed to be in my brain was currently down in my cock. Instead, I just smiled, nodded intensely, and headed over to the two women. But before I could even get there, Naomi dropped down onto her knees.
Your poor cock is probably throbbing with anticipation after that show,
the witch cooed as she grabbed onto my waistband.
Let us help you relieve that bit of tension.
Janine remained on her feet, and she leaned in and kissed me passionately as I fondled her bare breasts. The sweet taste of Naomi's juices still lingered on her tongue as it danced around in my mouth, and I couldn't wait to get a taste of the redhead herself. While Janine and I kissed, Naomi pulled my spandex down and tossed them to the side. And the second my dick was free of its fabric prison, the witch grabbed onto it by the base and began to make swirls around the head with her tongue.
Oh, that's so fucking good, Naomi,
I groaned as the warm coil in my stomach began to tighten up.
You're a damn master with your tongue.
I moved down Janine's body and nibbled on her neck as Naomi continued to tease me, until finally I got down to Janine's chest. Next, I cupped her supple breast with my left hand before I traced my tongue around the outline of her areola, and the redhead purred with excitement. I flicked my tongue across her pink nipple a few times before I moved in and gave it a gentle suck, which seemed to send her to cloud nine. Then I got to go to cloud nine myself. Naomi stopped teasing me, and her soft lips wrapped around the head of my dick before she slid me inside. The witch's mouth was really wet, and she continued to make her tongue move around my shaft as she pulled me inside of her mouth deeper and deeper. Eventually, I felt her tight throat wrap around me, and my knees just about buckled as a wave of pleasure rocked me from head to toe. Naomi made a gagging sound as I bottomed out against the back of her throat, but then she kept at it. The witch pulled away from my cock for a second before she pushed herself back onto it, and she continued to repeat the action in quick, sloppy movements. All the while, I kept on sucking and nibbling on Janine's breasts as the redhead ran her fingers through my hair. Suddenly, Naomi stopped.
Janine,
she asked in a sing-song voice.
I think I could use some help down here.
Oh?
Janine purred as she stepped back and looked down at the woman on her knees.
Is it too much for you?
Of course not,
Naomi retorted.
I just want you to get a taste of this, too.
Janine's brown eyes glinted with excitement as she looked over at me, and then she giggled as she got down onto her knees beside Naomi. Almost instantly, the redhead reached up and cupped my balls, which responded by tightening up in anticipation.
Keep going,
Janine murmured.
Don't let me distract you.
Naomi's dark eyes narrowed for a minute before she got back to work. The witch sucked my cock with short, deep-throating motions, which sent shivers down my spine each time her throat tightened against me. Then Janine leaned in and traced my balls with her tongue before she took them in her mouth and gave them a quick, gentle suck.
Oh,
I moaned as the warm coil in my stomach tightened up.
That feels so good.
The two women continued on like that for another minute or two before Naomi let my erection fall from her lips.
Your turn,
she whispered to Janine as she held my erection toward the redhead's face.
No,
Janine purred.
It's our turn.
Janine motioned for Naomi to come in close, and then she stuck out her tongue and began to run it up and down my shaft. Naomi must have understood what the redhead was going for, because the witch's tongue also came out and began to lick me from the other side. Before long, both of the women were moving up and down my shaft with their soft, warm tongues. They made sure they stopped and made out every time they both got to the tip at the same time, and the sight of them enjoying me and each other at the same time pushed me toward the mountaintop. Janine and Naomi continued to suck me off until, finally, I knew I couldn't handle it anymore.
Oh, shit!
I gasped as the coil snapped.
Oh, I'm gonna fucking blow.
You take it.
Naomi growled as she pulled Janine's face in front of my cock and started to stroke me intensely.
I'll get it afterwards.
Janine opened her mouth just as my cum sprayed out in a massive geyser-like burst. The redhead's eyes rolled back in her head as my cream landed all over her tongue, inside her mouth, and around her lips, and she quickly leaned in and wrapped her mouth around me as I continued to climax. Stars spun around my head as I orgasmed some more, and my entire body felt like it was about to collapse from the sheer overload of pleasure I was experiencing. My balls were completely numb as they pulsated and trembled, and Janine rubbed them softly as she sucked the rest of my seed into her mouth. When the redhead pulled away, Naomi went in for the kill. The witch placed her hands around Janine's cheeks, turned her head around, and then licked my cum off Janine's lips. Eventually, Naomi's tongue found its way into Janine's mouth, and the two women made out as they shared the taste of my seed. Janine cooed as she pulled back and licked her lips.
I don't know how we're going to top that one.
I have an idea,
Naomi said with a mischievous smirk.
You still haven't come yet, Janine. Carter, how do you want her?
Even though I just had a climax that nearly knocked me unconscious, I felt myself gearing up for round two, just thinking about all the different ways I could fuck the beautiful redhead.
On her back, with you sitting on her face.
Naughty boy.
Naomi gasped, but then she shot me a wink. I snatched up a bunch of old clothes from the box and then tossed them onto the wooden floor. Janine laid down on top of them, and her breasts jiggled around me as she got comfortable. Her gorgeous body laid spread eagle before me, and her soft, wet mound was just begging for me to enter it. I got down onto my knees as I sensed my erection returning, and then I positioned myself so I was right up against the entrance of her tight tunnel. Janine's labia were swollen and warm with arousal, which only caused even more of her juices to drip out onto my cock. But before I tried to enter Janine, I figured I'd tease her a bit. I pulled my dick away from her pussy, moved it up toward her clit, and then rubbed my erection against it.
Carter?
Janine whimpered.
Yeah. Oh, you're teasing me, aren't you?
I refused to answer, but I shot the redhead a sly grin to let her know that was exactly what I was doing. While I was rubbing our most sensitive parts together, Naomi came over and tossed her right leg over Janine's face. And then the witch was turned so I could see her front side, which was simply glowing from the orgasm she'd just had a few minutes ago. Naomi's giant breasts were slick with perspiration, and her pussy seemed to ooze out juices of excitement as it got prepared for Janine's tongue. Naomi lowered her hips so her womanhood was right up against the redhead's face, and then she let out a low groan as the paranormal archaeologist began to lick. The sight of the witch's pussy pressed up against Janine's precious lips made me harder than a diamond, and I couldn't restrain myself anymore. I guided my cock back to Janine's entrance and slowly pushed myself inside of her. My lover let out a muffled whimper as her tight tunnel squeezed around me from all angles, and I could feel every ridge and valley of her fit around me like a glove. I continued to slowly press forward until I felt myself bottom out against her cervix, and then I grabbed onto Janine's hips, pulled out a few inches, and pushed back in. Janine moaned against Naomi.
Fuck, that's hot.
Naomi whispered as she stared down at the scene in front of her and bit her bottom lip.
I love watching you work, Carter.
You're next,
I promised the witch with a wink, and she smiled from ear to ear. Naomi arched her back as she ran her hands through her own hair, and then down the sides of her body and around her perfectly plump breasts. The witch bucked her hips on top of Janine's face as I fucked the redhead softly, and I could see a bit of blush had crept into Naomi's chest. Janine's breasts jiggled with each motion I made, all while her hands were trying in vain to grip the floor around her. When I pushed myself into Janine another time, I felt her legs come up around my waist and grab in a carnal death grip. The redhead used all of her strength to hold me against her body, so I figured it was pointless to try and fight it. I pulled myself out of Janine the little bit that she would allow, and then I slammed it back in as hard as I could.
Fuck!
Janine gasped as my balls slapped against her ass.
You're pounding me like a... like a fucking jackhammer!
I can't wait for my turn.
Naomi purred as she leaned forward. The witch's breasts hung down as she bent over, and her curvy ass jutted up into the air. Then Janine's hands moved up and gripped Naomi from behind, while the witch started to lick and suck on Janine's nipples. The sight sent me into overdrive, and I could feel myself entering the last lap of the race. Janine's moans were now becoming more hasty and closer together, and the ridges of her velvet tunnel gripped me like a fucking vice. She was close, and so was I. So I went in for the grand finale. I pulled myself out of Janine and then simply stood in place as if I wasn't going to do anything more. The redhead let out a frustrated grunt as her legs tightened around my waist, and she tried to push me forward and back into her. I kept the facade up for a few more seconds before, finally, I gave Janine what she wanted. I slammed my cock all the way back into her womanhood, and she quivered in response. She slapped Naomi's ass so hard that it echoed across the entire attic, and then Janine let out a long, guttural groan.
I'm coming, Carter!
Janine whimpered as she pulled away from Naomi.
That's so... so... oh!
Janine's velvet tunnel squeezed me like a tube of toothpaste, and the sound of her ecstasy, mixed with the sight of Naomi riding her, sent me over the edge. Oh, shit! I gasped as the warm coil in my stomach snapped.
Fill me, Carter!
Janine begged.
Fill me up with your seed!
That was too much. I bit my lip and held back a scream as I began to unload my hot sperm straight into Janine's womb. The sensation of her ridges spasming against my already sensitive cock made my eyes roll back in my head, and there was a swimming sensation in my brain as I came buckets into the redhead. Both of our bodies seemed to become one for a moment, until finally my vision returned, and I fell forward as I tried to regain my breath. When Janine's pussy finally stopped gripping me, my cock slid out and a few bits of my seed dribbled out onto Janine's inner thighs.
We can't waste any of that,
Naomi purred as she crawled forward and lapped up my cum with her tongue.
So, is it my turn now?
If you want it to be, what do you want me to do to you?
Naomi's dark eyes narrowed as she looked down at my cock, which had dropped to half-mast. The witch tapped her chin for a moment as she thought about it, but it didn't take her long to come to a conclusion.
I want you to do the same thing we did last time,
the witch giggled.
I want you to put it in my other hole.
On one condition, I said as the blood began to return to my dick. Janine gets to pleasure you from the front.
Fuck yes.
Naomi purred as she pursed her lips.
Wait.
Janine said with a curious tone.
You let him put it in your...
It's a wonderful sensation, my dear.
The witch smirked.
You should try it sometimes.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Janine chuckled nervously as her face turned red.
I've never done anything like that before.
It's easy, as long as you make the proper preparations.
Naomi continued.
Which are dead simple when you have magic spells to help you. Watch.
Naomi summoned silver magic over her hand and waved it across her lower half. Then she placed her hands on her hips and smiled.
That's it?
Janine asked.
That's it. Now I'm all ready for another round of fun with Carter.
Janine got up onto her knees as Naomi stood to her feet, and then the witch casually bent over and showed off her beautiful curvy ass. Naomi's fingers gripped her thick cheeks as her love juices dripped out of her pussy, and Janine wasted no time in getting to work. The redhead moved forward, stuck out her tongue, and began to lap up every bit of Naomi's nectar from around her labia.
Just as good as the first time.
Janine sighed, and my cock rose back to full mast as I watched her go at Naomi. Naomi arched her back a bit more, so her ass was jutting out from behind her, and then she beckoned for me to come over with a single finger. I walked over to the witch, but I pressed my cock up against her pussy first.
I want to get it good and lubed up first, I whispered into Naomi's ear. Plus, I want to help out Janine a bit.
Without another word, I slid myself into Naomi from behind, and her tight tunnel quivered as it contracted around my cock. Janine continued to eat the witch out from the front, while I slowly began to pound her from behind, and every now and then I felt Janine's warm tongue move across my balls. Naomi and I both moaned as I pleasured her this way, and each motion I made caused her thick ass to jiggle and bounce. Soon the warm coil in my abdomen started to come back, and I knew it was now or never. So I pulled myself out of Naomi's pussy, pressed the head of my cock up against her tight asshole, and pushed it into her gently. I nearly exploded right then and there when her insides tightened around my dick. It was a million times tighter than her velvet tunnel, though I still slid in and out just as easily.
Fuck.
Naomi groaned as I plunged in and out of her ass gently.
You two are too much.
Janine and I kept at it for several more minutes as we tried to keep Naomi guessing, and the witch just whimpered and moaned like she was on cloud nine. Finally, I heard her groans become more labored, and I knew Naomi wasn't going to last much longer. I leaned in so I could suck on Naomi's neck while I fucked her, and she responded with a soft gasp.
You feel so fucking good around me, I whispered into her ear. I could watch your ass bounce around my cock all damn day.
My dirty talk must have finally sent Naomi over the edge, because she tossed back her head and opened her mouth to scream.
Oh, God,
she whimpered.
I'm gonna come.
Naomi's sounds of ecstasy echoed through the attic as she orgasmed, and I felt myself lose control, too. My balls tightened up into my body as they started to pulsate intensely, and my cock started to spray my warm seed deep into Naomi's ass. I tensed up as I shot what felt like nearly a gallon of cum into the woman, and then I slid out of her and tried not to pass out from the sheer exhaustion that overtook me. I couldn't feel any single part of my body other than my cock, which throbbed with pleasurable sensations as I tried to stay upright. My vision had tunneled, so even with my enhanced eyesight, I couldn't really see what was happening around me. Finally, the darkness around my eyes dissipated, and I was met with the sight of both women sitting on the floor, drenched in sweat and huffing like the big bad wolf.
That was incredible,
Janine said through a long breath.
I'll admit,
Naomi chuckled.
I didn't think you'd be able to keep up with me, Janine. I was dead fucking wrong.
How are you two still talking? I feel like all the air has been taken out of my lungs.
I walked back toward the two women, though my legs were so rubbery I felt like a newborn fawn as I approached. Eventually, I was able to plop down onto the ground beside Naomi, who instantly summoned her silver magic to her hands.
Here you go,
the witch panted, as she ran her glowing hands over my dick, which instantly was possessed with a tingling sensation.
Now you're all cleaned up and ready to go. You could safely go for another round with either of us if you really wanted to.
I don't think I have that much energy. My werepanther stamina is incredible, Naomi, but even it has its limits.
What a shame.
The witch giggled.
Maybe after we've established this relationship with the Brotherhood, we can go back to our home and try again.
Please,
Janine begged.
I want to do it again. Many more times.
I couldn't help but chuckle at the way things had progressed. When I'd first met Janine, she was shy and couldn't get her head out of her work long enough to even have a boyfriend. Now, she was having intense threesomes with me and multiple other women. Whew, I was the luckiest guy in the goddamn world. I wonder if they're ready for us yet. I pondered aloud as I stood up and walked over to my discarded spandex shorts. Surely it hasn't taken them this long to clean up a basement.
Becca hasn't come back to check on us,
Janine noted, as she slid her breasts back into her lace bra and fastened it behind her.
I would have thought she'd be suspicious if the attic door was closed.
Or maybe they all heard us,
Naomi joked.
That would be an awkward conversation to have when we go back downstairs.
I would have heard somebody walking around. I think maybe they just got caught up in whatever it is they're doing. Janine, Naomi, and I all got dressed as quickly as we could, and then Naomi used her silver tendrils of lunar magic to push open the attic door once again. The ladder fell back to the carpeted floor with a thud, and the second it was open, the three of us climbed back down. We shut the attic before we ventured down the stairs until we finally arrived at the stairwell that led us to the basement level.
Leah! Becca! Val!
Janine called down.
Where is everybody? We're waiting for you!
Leah's voice called back up.
Get down here, you slowpokes!
The three of us followed her command and descended down the stairs and into the basement of Mr. Bartram's home.
Holy shit!
Naomi whistled as we exited the stairs and walked into the main room.
This is a dream come true.
The decor of the basement was vastly different than the other levels. Down here, the only light sources were the several candles that had been set around in various places, as well as the tin lanterns hanging onto the walls. The floor was unfinished concrete, but the walls looked to be covered with some sort of dark, fuzzy material. Pelts. The walls were covered with animal pelts. Werepanther pelts? Or was I just being paranoid? All over the room were strange symbols, as well as metal tools I didn't recognize. Down on the other end of the basement stood a small stone altar, surrounded by two planter boxes full of large blue flowers I instantly recognized as lotuses. Leah, Val, Becca, and Mr. Bartram all sat around in front of the altar, on folding chairs you'd find along with a card table. There were dozens of the things spread about in this room, and I started to wonder exactly how many people Boyd was expecting.
We wondered if you'd got lost,
Leah said as we approached.
I wanted to go check on you,
Becca added.
But Valerie wouldn't let me.
It was for your own good, Becca.
Val chuckled.
Just trust me on this one.
I am just happy you are enjoying my home, Mr. Bartram announced as he clapped his hands together.
Becca's father must have changed clothes in the meantime, because he now stood before us in a snazzy velvet green frock coat whose coattails trailed down to his knees. Underneath the unbuttoned coat was a simple cream-colored cloak with a hood that was folded down behind his head, and on his lower half the man wore dark brown leather boots and a simple pair of tan pants. "Ah, you're looking snazzy, Mr. Bartram. I love the outfit."
"Really?"
Boyd asked with a smile.
"I am ecstatic it has the approval of a child of Bast. Oh, what about the symbol on the back?"
Boyd turned his body, and I saw that on the back of the frock coat was an outline of a lotus flower done in a dark blue stitch pattern.
"Ah, it looks great. Don't you like it?" "Oh, I love it," Mr. Bartram admitted,
and he turned around with a grin.
"I designed it, after all. It's some of my brothers who don't really care for it, but your approval is all that matters to me."
"The basement looks nice as well, Mr. Bartram,"
Janine interjected.
"I don't see why you were so worried about cleaning it up."
"It was messy. Fruit plants tend to leave large messes, after all."
"It really wasn't that bad, Daddy,"
Becca said with a roll of her eyes. Before Boyd could respond, though, there was a knock on the door upstairs.
"Oh, that must be one of my brothers,"
Mr. Bartram declared, with an expression like an overexcited toddler.
"I cannot wait for them to meet you."
Boyd headed toward the stairs, and as I watched him go, I couldn't help but glance at the hides on the wall once more. Whew, I really, really hoped my invisible eye wasn't leading me astray, or else we'd be trapped in the basement by a bunch of magic users on their home turf. I guess I just had to trust Bast with this one.